Pastor for the day, number two. This is Pastor Lee Pickett from the Fellowship Baptist Church of Watertown, New York, and I'm your pastor for the day. In our church, we've been looking at faith principles from Hebrews chapter 11, and today I'd like to look at one of those, the faith principle of hearing the voice of God and surrendering and obeying His voice. And in John chapter number 10, in verse number 27, we read this, "My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand." In Hebrews 11, we have a great object lesson in Abraham as he was called by God to offer Isaac as a sacrifice. He was tried by God, and we read that in Hebrews 11, verse 17. "By faith Abraham, when he was tried, offered up Isaac, and he that had received the promises offered up his only begotten son, of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting that God was able to raise him up even from the dead." Abraham, when he was called by God in Genesis chapter 22 to offer up his son there at Beersheba, he responded immediately and began to go up to Mount Moriah. It's roughly 80 to 90 miles up to Jerusalem. And I'd like to turn there and read that today in Genesis chapter number 22 and see this principle of Abraham, who heard the voice of God, who understood the voice of God, and acted upon the voice of God. Just as you and I today, we can hear the voice of God as born-again believers. We can agree with the voice of Almighty God as He speaks to us from His Bible, truths relevant for our lives today. And then we can act upon those by faith as Abraham did. In Genesis chapter 22, verse number 1 to 8, we read the story of how God called upon Abraham. And it says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here am I. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah." That land of Moriah, that Mount Moriah, is the Temple Mount of in Jerusalem today. "And offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of." And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass. Notice, he rose up early in the morning. There wasn't any delay. He heard the voice of God. He understood the voice of God. And he acted upon the voice of God. And he received the blessings of hearing and answering the voice of God, just as you and I today. And so Abraham took his son. We read in verse 3, "And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship, and come again to you." Abraham believed that God would raise his son from the dead. And as Abraham took him up there, the son got up onto the altar, and Abraham was fully ready. And as he was about to slay his son, God said, "Stop, now I know that you love me." I think of in our lives as we hear his voice, as we read in the Gospel of John, as we quoted there earlier, "My sheep hear my voice, and they follow me, and I give unto them eternal life." Eternal life is not just something that we receive as a destination. Eternal life is an open communication between us and God. The middle wall has been torn down between us, between God and man. When the Lord Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the temple tore from the top to the bottom, signifying that the way to the holiest of all was now made open by the blood of the Lamb. Child of God, you and I have opportunity to follow the Lord in acts of surrender as He would speak to your heart, just as He did Abraham of old there at Beersheba, and called him to go up to Mount Moriah and offer his son. And Abraham had said, and as what a beautiful picture it is there, as he went to offer his son, that he looked to the side and he saw a ram caught in a thicket and offered that ram unto God. I think of That was a foreshadowing of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who would die on that same Mount Moriah, that he would be crucified, and then he would be laid in a borrowed tomb and lay there for 3 days and was raised from the dead. And now we know that we can have eternal life. He says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Perhaps you're there today and you're not a believer in Jesus Christ. I encourage you to be so, to trust in the shed blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And child of God, let's let John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28 be at the center of our lives. Be ready to hear the voice of God, understand the voice of God from his word, and act upon it. And my name is Pastor Lee Pickett. It's been a blessing to be with you, and I am your pastor for the day.